Well, here I am right now, ready for all the excitement of the day. It is Tuesday. You know what that means.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
With Freddie Kiger.
Yes, it is.
And
thank you very much.
The Rock and Roll Trivia Question.
Yeah, you know, in fact, today, I think today was the day the Declaration of Independence was actually approved.
Uh-huh.
And then they signed it or announced it to the public on July the 4th. So, in a way, this is kind of Independence Day, but we won't get ahead of ourselves.
All right. Well, that has nothing to do with rock and roll, but this does. He's about to ask a question.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? Holy smoke. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do something that's kind of...
we're going to take the beginning of this song.
Yeah. And we're going to do it slow and easy. But we never do anything
slow. Tina Turner.
And easy.
I'm sorry. The way you said that just kind of reminded me of the beginning of that song.
No. I mean, and that makes plenty of sense.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? I didn't do a rock and roll question for this day.
You didn't. What did you do? You got another kind of question?
I did.
Well, I'll let you off the hook. You know, sometimes you forget.
I can't believe I did that.
Well, it's okay, Freddie. I'm sure our listeners will forgive you.
Oh, man.
For not having a rock and roll question for one Tuesday.
What was I not? I wasn't thinking. My bad.
I don't know, folks. But it's okay. You got me all excited.
All right.
Only to let me down. So
right.
Why do you build me up?
Foundations.
Just to let me down.
Well, we could do something on the fly.
Yeah, okay. All right. Go ahead. Just make something up.
Did you call me a gourd head?
No, I didn't. Sorry. Don't let me be misunderstood. All right. Go ahead and make something up off the top of your head.
Okay. All right. Off the top of the head. Okay.
All right.
Rock and Roll Tuesday off the top of the head. Here we go. All right. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a super group entitled Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah, good stuff.
Name the three groups that those individuals left to form that super group. So, in other words, David Crosby left what group?
Uh-huh.
Stephen Stills left what group?
Yeah.
And Graham Nash left what group to form CSNN?
What a great question
on the fly.
And I got the answer on the fly.
And maybe we can, you know what, maybe we could play something.
Yeah.
That's by those guys.
Yeah, hold on a second.
You all got right. something?
Yeah, here we go.
Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. We're up here on a wire without a net.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Winging it, baby.
It's getting to the point.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. Give back your heart. Remember what we've said.
All right, well, you're talking about Crosby, Stills, and Nash. What groups did they leave to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah. Well, thank you for playing Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Yeah, the answer will be...
David Crosby left.
The Byrds.
The Byrds.
Stephen Stills left Buffalo Springfield.
That's correct.
Graham Nash left the Hollies.
Left the Hollies.
All right, there you go.
That
Crosby,
is correct.
Stills, and Nash. I have no idea what that woman outside the window is saying, but that's okay. Pay no attention to the man behind
I thought she was saying,
curtain.
Call me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't know what she was saying, but I don't know how she expected us to hear what she was saying either.
Yeah. David Crosby left the Byrds, of course, of Mr. Tambourine, Turn fame.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stephen Stills left Buffalo Springfield with Mr. Soul and Rock and Roll Woman and
For what it's worth
and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And then the Hollies were the equivalent of the Beach Boys, if you will, with all their incredible, intricate harmony over in England.
Exactly.
Look through any window on a carousel.
Bus stop. Yep.
King Midas in reverse, and we could go on and on and on.
Good stuff.
And thanks for playing Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, which was Stephen Stills, if you will, song about one of his former flames.
Judy Collins! Exactly. Hey, thanks. I've enjoyed improvising this.
We have done such.
We've done quite well.
Yep. See you tomorrow.